Locker room chats continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, as we continue to talk about the Sabetha Blue Jays. And we're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Scott Berger. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and also Sailor Insurance. Coach, team obviously off to a great start, 6-0 and a number one ranking in the classification. You know, what's the feeling like around the team as you come back from the break and get ready to really go into the final push here for the next month and change?
I think just to get better. You know, rankings are rankings, and honestly, they don't mean anything. You know, just got to keep our guys focused on the fact that the only thing we can control is just getting better and our effort. And so hopefully we'll continue to do so, and we'll be a better team this part of the year than we were at the first part.
Nicely done before the holiday break. A home win over Nemaha Central, 57-46. How nice was it to kind of carry that win into the break and have that momentum?
You know, we talked to our kids about when you win that last game before Christmas break, you've got about 17 days to think about it. So you don't want to go into Christmas break not playing well. And so, you know, our kids responded. It's always a fun game against your rival and a team that's always good. And but now, yeah, the real meat of the season starts, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, well, before you know it, we're going to be talking about the midseason tournaments coming up here in a couple of weeks. We'll be talking sub-state standings, and before you know it, the sub-state tournaments will be here. So it goes by quick, and obviously once you push it through the start of the January schedule, it definitely goes by quick. What would you say, at least at this point, again, your team undefeated, but what's one thing that you really look at and say, we really need to improve here?
Oh, I would say the main thing is just being more patient on the offensive end. I think we have a tendency to take a quick shot. And I'm just trying to get the point across to them that, you know, an early shot into a possession just because it's open isn't always a good shot. We can always get a better shot. So I think working on that and then just being maybe more consistent on the defensive end. What glimpses where we can play really well, but there's at times where, yeah, we need to get better on the defensive end because it's the one part of the game that you can control every night. And, you know, it's not going to be like K-State last night where they made every shot that they put up. You're not going to have those nights, but you can control the defensive part. So probably those two areas.
Always appreciate a shout-out to the Cats, big win over Texas. On the flip side of that, what would you kind of point as one thing you have really seen as a positive and something you've seen that's been consistent with you so far?
Oh, you know, we got a lot of kids that just love to play basketball. I mean, they come early to practice. They stay late. They love the game. They really get along well together. So when you're around a group like that, it just makes it fun. And so it's just been a fun year. And that's attributed to just the good kids on the team. And so I would say that's probably the neatest part of the year. And it's just something, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't happen every year. So I'm real thankful for that and just thankful to get to coach these guys.
All right. Well, the January push, it starts Friday. You get back to it. A home game against Holton, the Wildcats, undefeated in league play as well. They are 4-0, 5-1 overall. They have played very good basketball to this point in the year. What stands out about the Wildcats and the challenges that they bring?
They're good. Yeah, I've watched several films. They've got some really good talent. They've got some guys who can really score, and they're consistent. In other words, every game they've played well, and they do certain things very well. And so it's going to be a challenge. You know, just the next three games for us, our last three in the league. We've got a tough schedule ahead of us, and then we turn around and play in the Burlington tournament, which is always bigger schools than us. So, you know, we're excited about that because it makes you better when you play good teams, and Holton is definitely going to be a really good team on Friday.
It's going to be a good one for sure. Sabetha boys basketball coach Scott Berger joining us here on our weekly locker room chat presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, Sailor Insurance. Blue Jays get the 23 portion of the schedule going on Friday at home against Holton. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, Brandon.